proclamation number 8748 dated the February 9, 1964. The end of a period of salvation is assured to you. You are granted a specific length of time in order to attain your perfection, and that means as much as that the individual periods of development in my eternal plan of salvation were fixed to last a certain time. Consequently, it means that I myself will bring such a period of development to conclusion once the time has come to an end, for all my reign and activity takes place in lawful order, as was recognized by my wisdom to be good and successful. My decisions never change because profound wisdom and infinite love determined all events, and I have limitless power at my disposal in order to implement what I foresaw to be expedient. However, the beginning and the end of a period of development are so far apart that it is no longer possible for people to establish the start, and thus they also deem an end impossible. Therefore, it simply remains a matter of faith to accept this teaching. And neither should a human being be forced into changing his will due to some kind of evidence, and for that reason a veil has to remain spread across the most profound secrets of creation. Nevertheless, one day the time will arrive when one period of salvation comes to an end, and this is constantly pointed out to humanity through seers and prophets which I repeatedly awaken on earth in order to speak to people about things which cannot be explored by human intellect alone. Ever since the start of such a period, attention has been drawn to the fact that it will also come to an end eventually. Yet such references rarely met with belief, and people did not allow themselves to be influenced by it to change their way of living if the latter did not correspond to my will. Such prophecies seemed implausible to them, and neither was it possible to force them into accepting teachings of that nature. But regardless of how much time passes, sooner or later all references to the end of a developmental epoch will come true, and people must take into account that a new era will start again. What is old will pass away and something new will arise, even if they are incapable of imagining such a renewal. But very few people dwell on this, and these few will delve deeper into my plan of salvation and receive enlightenment from my side, and therefore will also be convinced that an earthly period will come to an end, since due to their will for me they also penetrate all correlations. You humans have been granted a period of time in which to change yourselves, to return to me. And this path of return was infinitely long, since before your existence as a human being you already lived on earth in other works of creation, yet only in the human state are you aware of your life. You are only conscious of yourselves when you are human beings, whereas prior to this your self-awareness was missing, and therefore you are oblivious to the time before your human existence. Even so, the time granted to you would have completely sufficed for you to become the kind of being again which you were when you first came forth from me. If, however, you have not reached your goal, then it will be your own failure and you will have to accept the consequences, for with untiring patience and greater than great love I helped you to ascend step by step, and I only gave you free rein for a very short time so that you, in complete freedom, were able to turn your steps towards me of your own accord, that you voluntarily, for love, would come to meet me in order to then always and forever be able to remain with me as my child. But I had to allow you this freedom, for it was the basic condition which enabled living creations to become children. And it was indeed easy for you to pass this lost test of will because you received an abundance of blessings, since I pursued you with my love and left no stone unturned to encourage your return to me for good. But the time granted to you has expired now, and the law must fulfill itself. Even if you humans don't want to believe it, The end of this period of development will come with absolute certainty. Yet only the few which I will carry away on the last day will grasp it in its whole significance. In their spiritually awakened state they will understand the correlations and thus have become my own on earth. The others, however, will suddenly see themselves faced by death and be utterly unable to judge what is happening around them, what the spiritual implications are. For in their spiritual blindness they neither recognized their wrong way of life nor me as God and Creator and had been lifeless creatures even before they fall prey to physical death. But the time I predetermined for this earth and its inhabitants is over, and only my own will survive and inhabit a new earth so that the eternal plan of salvation, the return for all once fallen spirits through my great creation, will continue to return some of the fallen beings back to me for good again. Yet untold suffering and immense misery will always precede the end of a developmental period, and precisely this indication should make those people think who pay attention to world events. But people still opposed to me don't see the suffering, instead they only see earthly pleasures, good living standards, economic development and solely strive towards earthly possessions. And these, therefore, can only be shaken up and brought to their senses through natural disasters which cause tremendous devastation and destroy people's earthly commodities and possessions. Consequently, don't be surprised if many such disasters still come upon you. For they are the last means to galvanize those people who lethargically exist in their worldly sense of security and in physical comfort and who approach a dreadful end if they won't change anymore, which can only be achieved through a disaster which will not be caused through human will but gives clear evidence of a power which they would only need to acknowledge in order to be saved for eternity. Amen.